Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to answer some of your questions for us. But first, it's time for another round of buried treasures.
Absolutely, Greg. And we're listening all the time. Sometimes it's only the 30-second test. Sometimes it's something that really gets under our skin. My first buried treasure, in a good way, under our skin in a good way, my first buried treasure is exactly that. It is from a group called Killer Workout. This is a group that has been going for some time in Seattle, a quintet that is revisiting that sort of period where punk was merging with disco to become new wave. I think a lot of people would think of Blondie and Heart of Glass. I think the group that they evoke in the best, most positive way is Romeo Void, right? I love that period where dance music and rock, punk energy, and dance grooviness are merging. This group had, led by Adrian Clark, who's the keyboardist and vocalist, had a great album out. I didn't discover it until I got an email about their new single. Great album came out, Dance Until You Die, in 2019. They had a new single come out mid-April of this year. The song is called Too Late. And, you know, you are the big dance guy. I knew instantly you were going to like this. Are you with me? Is this a great song?
I am. I am with you. You're hitting a sweet spot for me, too, as a
I knew
fan.
All right. Killer Workout, Too Late on Sound Opinions. Single from the Seattle Quintet, Killer Workout, Too Late is the song. Man, I want a whole new album.
That sounds really good, Jim. Speaking of dance vibes, my first buried treasure has one as well. It's a group called Salt, S-A-U-L-T. Apparently they're based out of London. Apparently they're a trio. The reason why I'm saying apparently is because there's not a lot of information about this group. Apparently purposely so. Their first record came out last year, titled Five. They followed it up with another one called Seven. What the reason for that is, I'm not quite clear, but what I do know.
What happened to six?
yeah, exactly. What happened to 1, 2, 3, 4, for that matter?
Oh, yeah.
But what I do love is the music. There's elements of neo-soul in this. There's some sparse funk, reminiscent a little bit of ESG. There's also some krautrock floating around in there, some German art rock that they incorporate into many of their songs. This is sort of like these cool niche genres of the past all coming together with this contemporary edge. Here's an example of what's going on with Salt, a track called Don't Waste My Time on Sound Opinions. Don't Waste My Time from Salt on Sound Opinions, one of my buried treasures. Two albums worth of material out there, Jim, that is well worth digging into.
I was loving that mix, Greg, of those intricate polyrhythms and those hyper-energetic female vocals. Really great stuff. We need to know more. It is frustrating with buried treasures when you can't find anything about a group on the net. Greg, I'm going to an artist that does have a fair amount of information out there. They have built a tremendous career out of making a really powerful singer-songwriter music that builds and builds and builds, and advocating for a space for queer people and people who are gender non-binary. I'm talking about Ellen Siberian Tiger, a person named Ellen Tiberio Schultz, I think the name of the group is a spin off of that, performs often as part of a Philadelphia trio, but the band varies in size and Ellen is always at the center of it. I think there is a lot of what I love most about Tori Amos or Fiona Apple, that dramatic singer-songwriter storytelling and the sometimes minimal musical backings with a strong voice that can then suddenly erupt into these big, like Peter Gabriel orchestral kind of very dramatic moments. Ellen Siberian Tiger has a new album coming out in July, if schedules hold, called Cinderblock Cindy. But there is a single out in advance of that now, If a Tree Falls in the Forest. And I really want you to pay attention to midway through, where the kind of quiet minimalism that has prevailed for the first minute and a half begins to open up. And it's a phenomenally dramatic moment.
If a tree fell in the forest and I never saw it, how can I miss it so? Felt just like an earthquake, not sure.
Ellen Siberian Tiger, If a Tree Falls in the Forest, does it make any noise, Mr. Cott?
I like that buzzy guitar sound in there for sure. That's great stuff. The next artist I want to highlight goes by the name of Peter Cottontail. His actual name is Peter Wilkins. People in Chicago know him as the longtime secret weapon in a myriad of Chicago music projects for the last decade. He's in this band, The Social Experiment, that's basically the backing band for Chance the Rapper. He's done production work not only for Chance, but for artists like SZA, Vic Mensa, Jamila Woods. Brilliant keyboardist, arranger, producer, now finally stepping out on his own with an album called Catch. Again, this is a community effort, like many of these Chicago projects in recent years. Bringing in a community of artists of similar feel from different kinds of genres, gospel, soul, funk, R&B, you name it, they're going to be found on these records. On this record, for example, he not only has Chance and Jamila Woods working with him, but Jeremiah, P.J. Morton, John Baptiste, Kirk Franklin, a veritable all-star crew of artists. But it doesn't sound haphazard or disjointed in any way. They are all joined by Cottontail's skills as a producer, arranger, and also singer. Peter Cottontail stepping out as a vocalist as well and doing a pretty good job of it, I think. The track I'm going to play is called High Five. It's from a brilliant new record called Catch by Peter Cottontail on Sound Opinions.
Looking back, no more. He picked up all the pieces and made my life brand new. You can feel it too. Now I'm feeling freer than I've ever been.
dancing like a high five. I know it's gonna take some time.
Cottontail with High Five. Greg, it's interesting you said Kirk Franklin. I definitely am hearing that tradition of gospel music, Chicago gospel in particular.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the way that the vocals are front and center over that minimalist repetitive beat and that simple synth hook. That track's really all about the vocals. If you've got a pick for an album we need to hear, another buried treasure, call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, or find us on the Facebooks or Twitters. After a break, Greg and I will dig up some more buried treasures. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.